This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. All this week, we've been talking about the state of our union. President Obama gave us his version on Wednesday night. Today at the Press Club in Washington, our next guest will describe the state of the Indian Union. I want to say good morning to Jefferson Keel. He's the president of the National Congress of American Indians and a member of the Chickasaw Nation in Oklahoma. Good morning.
Good morning.
So give us the Reader's Digest version. What is the state of the Indian Union?
Well, the state of the Indian Nations is a reflection over the past year of achievement in the Indian Nations, and it'll be a start of the next year. It'll be somewhat of a reflection of what has been accomplished in this past year, and we look toward this coming year as one of achievement, and we want to see examine what's happened in the past year and just reflect on that and give an update on where the state of the Indian Nations truly is in Indian country.
Okay, so among the Indian Nations themselves, is the state of that union strong? Are they united?
Oh, absolutely. The state of the Indian Nations are... we're proud of the growing recognition that we've had. We've been somewhat able to achieve over the past year that... particularly the recognition of the state of the nation-to-nation relationship between the Indian tribes and the United States. So it is strong, and it's growing stronger every day.
But, you know, the state of the Indian Nations and their unity hasn't always reflected this kind of gap between the needs of Indians and the what the U.S. government is willing to provide. Do you feel like that relationship is getting better, improving?
Yes, I do. You know, over the past year, as President Obama noted in his speech the other night, the Recovery Act investments have had a significant impact on not only the country, but Indian country as well. You know, tribal governments received access to some direct funding and the ability to access some important finance tools like economic development and school construction bonds. And that's helped us to restore some of the infrastructure needs that we've had in our tribal communities. And, you know, it's helped to create some jobs and allow our tribal citizens to stay and work in their own communities. And that's very important to us.
Well, you know, they began the census just this week. It began in a native community in Alaska with the first person they counted was an elderly Inuit man. I'm wondering, is that a big push for you to make sure that the census reaches all areas of the reservation?
Oh, it's absolutely important. We need an accurate count so that the needs of Indian country can be accurately reflected. And, you know, we're often funded on the number of citizens that we have. So it's very important that we get an accurate census count. And so the National Congress of American Indians is working very hard with the Census Bureau in making sure that we get the tools and access to the information out to all of our tribal communities.
Well, I appreciate your coming in. I know you have only a couple hours left before you have to head off to the Press Club in Washington and give your State of the Union address. That is Jefferson Keel, president of the National Congress of American Indians, also a member of the Chickasaw Nation in Oklahoma. His preview of the State of the Indian Nation. You can respond with your State of the Indian Nation, the Hispanic Nation, or just the Nation Nation with giving us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Today we're asking you to kind of give us your description with using music. If you were going to make a soundtrack for the State of the Union, what would it sound like? Let us know. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.